This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sherbhadu Deoba says government has focused its attention on development and promotion of clean energy. High-level political coordination committee stresses on ending deadlock seen in Supreme Court at the earliest. Four Supreme Court justices start holding hearing on all cases, including habeas corpus. And Chinese President Xi and US President Biden hold first virtual meeting. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbhadu Deoba has said the government has focused its attention on development and promotion of clean energy to resolve problems created due to climate change. Addressing the annual General Assembly of Independent Power Producers Association Nepal yesterday, Prime Minister Deoba stressed the need for involvement of all to lessen the impacts of climate change. He further said that the government has moved ahead with an action plan of consuming the produced power inside the country. Prime Minister Deoba mentioned that the government would formulate a special action plan in order to keep promotion for the use of electric vehicles and induction oven and bring that into implementation. Also speaking at the program, Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Pompa Bhusal, said the government was working on an action plan to encourage the domestic consumption of power. Similarly, Minister for Forest and Environment, Ram Shahaya Prasad Yadav, insisted on the need for cooperation from all sides to meet the government's ambitious plan of generating 15,000 megawatt of electricity in 10 years. On the occasion, Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation, Sashi Shrestha, described energy as the base for development and prosperity and pledged to extend all possible support for the same. The High-Level Political Coordination Committee has stressed the need for ending deadlock seen in the Supreme Court at the earliest. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said the meeting of the High-Level Committee held at the office of the Prime Minister in Singha Darbar yesterday expected cooperation from all concerned sides to resolve the burning issue related to the Supreme Court. The meeting, held in the presence of Prime Minister Sherbhadu Deoba and chaired by the coordinator of the High-Level Political Coordination Committee, Ramchandra Paudel, also discussed matters related to implementation of constitution and promotion and protection of nationalism and democracy. Various constitutional commissions have called for sorting out the problems seen in the Supreme Court through dialogue. Issuing a joint statement yesterday, the National Human Rights Commission, the National Women Commission, the National Dalit Commission, the National Inclusion Commission, the Indigenous Nationalities Commission, the Madhesi Commission, the Tharu Commission and the Muslim Commission urged all sides to guarantee the right of the citizen to get timely justice. Four justices who were boycotting the regular benches of the Supreme Court have started holding hearing in all cases, including habeas corpus. Justices Bam Bahadur Shrestha, Bam Kumar Shrestha rather, Manoj Kumar Sharma, Tej Bahadur KC and Kumar Regmi, among hesitating justices, rejoined the regular business of the Supreme Court. Chief Justices Cholendra Samsar Rana had assigned 10 benches for holding hearing, 279 cases for yesterday. However, hearings were held only on 33 cases through three benches. All the Supreme Court justices have been boycotting the regular hearing since the 25th of October, demanding resignation of Chief Justice Rana. Meantime, the protesting Nepal Bar Association continued its protest yesterday as well, demanding the resignation of the Chief Justice. The Chief Justice, issuing a statement yesterday, called the hesitating sides to come for dialogue to resolve the problems seen in the judiciary. A total of 377 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the number of infections was confirmed while conducting tests of 9,149 samples. Likewise, 170 people recovered in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, four people died of the virus infection yesterday, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,482 in Nepal so far. The Central Bureau of Statistics has requested one and all to not affect the on-site data collection work under the National Census 2078 BS and not to discourage the impartial work being done by the employees. The CBS has issued a press release yesterday urging all concerned to fully comply with the National Census Operation Guideline 2077 BS, as any kind of opinion and statement that endangers the lives of employees would increase mutual conflict and adversely affect the census work. The Revenue Investigation Department, Lalitpur, has filed cases against 12 individuals for evading 55.6 million rupees in taxes through the use of fake excise duty stickers. Issuing a press statement yesterday, the department said that the cases were filed against those individuals seeking financial penalty equal to revenue leakage and jail sentence. Those facing charge sheet include Phul Singh Chhetri of Crystal Bottlers Private Limited, Mrigendra Govindasrest of Mount Everest Distillery Private Limited, Mohammed Sahid Ansari of Rupandehi, and nine other individuals. Israel has expressed its readiness to create more employment opportunities for the Nepali migrant workers. At a meeting with Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Krishna Kumar Shrestha at the latter's office, Israeli Ambassador to Nepal, Kanan Gader, said that Israel was ready to provide jobs for the Nepalis in other professions other than as caregivers. According to the Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security, during the meeting, Minister Shrestha requested Israeli Ambassador Gader to work towards creating work opportunities for the Nepalis in all the sectors as well. Currently, there are around 12,000 Nepali migrant workers working in Israel. As per the Labour Pact inked between Nepal and Israel in 2020, Israel has provided work opportunities for 1,175 Nepali workers as caregivers who are all set to fly Israel, completing all sorts of tests and examinations. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for short break now.
Nepal Telecom Co 4G. Video call garda no 4G. Nepal Telecom Co 4G.
Sabhi ko yu viswas honi. Nepal
Telecom ko 4G. Nepal Telecom ko 4G. Aapno bhanya aap nahi ho ji. Nepal Telecom ko 4G.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtra ko sanchar.
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the international updates now. Chinese President Xi Jinping and US President Joe Biden held a virtual meeting yesterday. In the first face-to-face virtual meeting held between the two leaders, they discussed strategic, overarching and fundamental issues on bilateral relations. A video released by China's Central Television showed that Xi held Biden as an old friend in the opening remarks, saying that it's crucial for China and the US to work together in addressing common challenges. President Xi said China and the US should respect each other, coexist in peace and pursue win-win cooperation. He expressed his readiness to work with Biden to build consensus and take active steps to move China-US relations forward in a positive direction. US President Biden said it was the responsibility of the two countries' top leaders to ensure the competition between them did not veer into conflict. However, on the Taiwan issue, the Chinese side warned that the US about playing with fire and also want not to interfere on its internal affairs. Suicide bombers have targeted the Ugandan capital Kampala, killing at least 3 people and injuring more than 30 others, police say. 3 attackers on motorbikes blew themselves up near Parliament and city police headquarters. The number of dead is likely to rise with the blasts leaving body parts strewn in the streets. The Islamic State IS group has said it was behind the attack, the militants Hamak News Agency report. The attack came within 3 minutes of each other. More bombs have been found in other parts of the city, officials said. Now to general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 21.8 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 7.8 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines, once again. Prime Minister Sherbadu Dioba says government has focused its attention on development and promotion of clean energy. High-level political coordination committee stresses on ending deadlock seen in Supreme Court at the earliest. 4 Supreme Court justices start holding hearing on all cases, including habeas corpus. And Chinese President Xi and US President Biden hold first virtual meeting. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.in for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.